Me and Mr. Darcy by Alexandra Potter, read by Catherine Drysdale.
Dear reader, I'm so excited to bring you the new repackaged version of one of my earlier novels, Me and Mr. Darcy. And what better time than on the 250th anniversary of Jane Austen's birth? I first met Mr. Darcy when I was 16 years old. I can remember the moment as if it was yesterday. Such was the impression he made upon me. I was in a drafty classroom in my local comprehensive, studying Pride and Prejudice for my English Literature O-level. This was my introduction to Jane Austen, and I immediately fell in love with Austen as an author and Mr. Darcy as a fictional hero. Compared to him, teenage boys didn't stand a chance. But to be honest, can any real-life man live up to the fantasy? It's a question I asked myself years later, and one that sparked my imagination. After a night out with my single girlfriends, spent drinking wine and swapping stories of relationships gone wrong, romantic disappointments, and yet more online dating disasters, I found myself comparing modern-day men with the fictional hero I'd fallen in love with as a teenager. Imagine if you could date the real-life Mr. Darcy, I thought to myself. And so the idea for my novel was born. It's been almost 20 years since I wrote Me and Mr. Darcy, and while so much of the world has changed since then, I think the need for escapism is as relevant as ever. Which is why I decided to revisit this funny, feel-good fairy tale and update it for a whole new generation of readers. Many of you will know me from my Confessions of a 40-something Fuck-Up series, and while this is a romantic comedy, it also has an extra touch of magic. Because we all need a little magic in our lives, don't we? Best wishes, Alexandra.
To you I shall say, as I have often said before, do not be in a hurry. The right man will come at last. Jane Austen. Chapter 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single girl in possession of her right mind must be in want of a decent man. There's just one problem.
So we had a drink each and shared a pizza. But you asked for two extra toppings on your half, which means you owe... Hang on a minute, I've got a calculator on my phone.
Sitting in a little Italian restaurant in Manhattan's Lower East Side, I stare across the checked tablecloth and watch, dumbfounded as my date pulls out his phone and proceeds to cheerfully divide up the bill. Where on earth do you find a decent man these days? I'm having dinner with John, a 30-something architect I met briefly at a friend's birthday party last weekend. He seemed nice enough when he asked for my number, nice enough to share a pizza with on a Tuesday evening after work, anyway. But now watching him hunched over the table, number crunching, I'm fast realizing I've made a mistake.
An extra $7.75, and that includes tax and tip,
he declares triumphantly, and shows me the screen to prove it. A very big mistake. To be honest, I blame Mr. Darcy. I was just 12 years old when I first read Pride and Prejudice, and I fell for him right from the start. Forget the pop stars, whose posters I had tacked to my wall. Mr. Darcy was my first love. Devastatingly handsome, mysterious, smoldering, and a total romantic. He set the bar for all my future boyfriends. Snuggled under the bed covers with my flashlight, I couldn't wait to grow up so I could find a man like him. But now I have grown up, and here I am, still looking. Digging out a $20 bill from my purse, I pass it to John.
Have you got 75 cents?
He prompts,